I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale. We're CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. And today we're talking with Erica Lockwood. Now, she is, well, I guess you're heading the St. Pat's Parade there. You're responsible for it in Richmond coming up on March 20th?
Yep, Sunday, March 20th.
Yes. Sunday, March 20th. So tell us about the parade. How many are in it? And is it bigger than last year?
I think weather is going to be on our side this year. We should have a really good year. We have, in the past years, we've had around 200 horses that participate. We also have antique tractors, local businesses, and even businesses out of town that come to participate. So this year, weather is supposed to be on our side. I think it's going to be a really nice day.
It is. Good. So it starts at 2 p.m., March 20th. And where does the parade go?
It comes down Craig, and then it goes all the way down Main Street, and mm-hmm. it goes up Fair. So we go all the way down, so we're able to cover, there's a foyer at the end of Main Street as well. So we after the foyer, we turn up, and it goes up Fair, then we're done.
Okay, how many years has the parade been going on in Richmond?
The St. Pat Society from Richmond is, this is their 139th edition. Next year's their big year, 140th.
Wow.
So in the past, what they would do is more of a march with flags and whatnot, and then mm-hmm. as years and businesses got involved, then it became a big parade.
It's actually one of the biggest. Is it in Quebec or Canada?
I have heard we are the second biggest in Quebec. There's actually four in Quebec, mm-hmm. Montreal being the biggest. We're the second. There is one in Châteauguay, and they're now Quebec City also has a St. Pat's Parade. But mm-hmm. I heard we're the second biggest.
That's amazing. That's quite an honor.
Yes, it is. We're very proud.
Exactly. It's a great parade, and it's free of charge, I guess, too.
Yes, all entries are free in charge, and because we're surrounded by a lot of country land, we're able to have a lot of horses partake in it too, whereas when you're hitting more city parades, the animals aren't accessible, they're not available to participate. So
that's right. So are you having like more every year, more interest every year?
Well, the warmer the sun is, the mm-hmm. more people we have, that's for sure. But yes, we have different floats come in. I have people have been calling from Drummondville and Sherbrooke, so bigger cities around Richmond are getting involved and are hearing about it and want to participate in it as well, so that's great.
Okay. Are you still accepting people that you want to be part of the parade?
Yeah, we accept them right to the last minute. So Julie O'Donnell, my vice president, and I will be on the corner of Craig and 7th Avenue taking registration as of 12:30 till 2, and then we take off.
Okay. And if somebody wants to sign up before that, who can they get in touch with?
They can get in touch with Julie or myself. Mm-hmm. My number is 819-826-3322. That's the number at the hotel. And Julie at her store, it's 819-826-2535.
Okay, that sounds great. So everybody should definitely dress in green. Now, there's some other activities, too. I believe that there's a brunch before the parade at the Legion.
Yeah, the Legion has their own fundraiser. They do a brunch, and then we have the parade. And immediately following the parade, there is a danse traditionnelle, which is a traditional dancing, call dancing.
Okay.
It's our activities coordinator for the town. He does that at the hall at the St. Famille Church, where mm-hmm. it's a complete family activity, kids to older. He calls dances, so a lot of people go there after.
Okay.
And at the town, we have a park on Main Street. They're affiliated with the Caisse Pop, and they give out free coffee, free hot chocolate, and they have blow-up games and activities for kids to do as well.
Okay, so definitely a lot going on, not just
a lot after, yes.
Is there any special floats or anything there different, really different, or out there this year at the parade?
I haven't heard of yet. I think it'll all be surprises, actually.
Okay, well, that sounds great.
And immediately after the parade, we have another activity. St. Pat hosts our closing brunch, which is on the 27th at the Legion. All the proceeds from that go back to the St. Pat Society. And there we also give out plaques and trophies for the horses that were in the parade.
Okay.
So we have secret judges throughout the parcours, and they pick out when we have winners, and we distribute that on the 27th of March.
Okay, so anybody in the parade that maybe won a prize, they would be contacted, I guess.
They're not contacted. They just, if they come to the brunch, then we let them know they're right mm-hmm. on hand. If not, we contact them after the brunch.
Okay.
And everyone that participates in the brunch, we take pictures of every participant and we hand them out freely as well at the brunch.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
Anything else with the St. Pat Society or around the theme of St. Patrick's Day right now? Or
No, that pretty much covers all the activities.
Okay, well, that's great. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Erica?
So happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Okay, well, happy St. Patrick's Day to you, too. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.